朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
今天是2014年的第一个主日啊。
This is the first Sunday of 2014.
我们今年只有52个。
There's only 52 of them.
能不能52个都有，我们没有一个人有把握，对不对？
Whether we will have all 52, we do not have that certainty.
我想这样子的聚会，每一次的聚会都在主的面前是一个恩典。
And such a time of gathering together is always God's grace.
不是因为我们有很好的场地啊。
It is not because we have a great facility.
也不是因为我们有很好的 worship team.
It is not simply because we have a great worship team.
而是因为神在我们中间。
But because God is here.
真的就像施布真弟兄说的，连爬都要爬回到神的家中来。
Just as our brother Spurgeon says that if I have to crawl, I'm going to crawl back to God's house.
每一次奉主名的聚会，我们都在，都是我们蒙恩的机会。
Every gathering in the name of the Lord is our opportunity.
每一次奉主名的聚会也都是我们来满足主的机会。
And every time we get together in the name of the Lord, it's an opportunity to satisfy the Lord.
昨天我们的弟兄引用潘霍华的话说，我们每一天都当应该当作是最后一天来生活。
And our brother, share from the, wise words that was once said that we need to live each day as if it's our last day.
其实希伯来书的作者也一样这样告诉我们，总要趁着还有今日。
The author of Hebrew also tells us that while it's still today.
保罗也一样告诉我们要爱惜光阴，或是说要抓住机会。NIV 说 make the most of every opportunity.
And again, Paul says make most of every opportunity.
我们希望每一次聚会的时候，主我一定要遇见你。
We will have this desire to say, Lord, every time we gather, I want to meet you.
我们每一次聚会的时候，主我们要来满足你。
And every time we gather, Lord, we want you to be satisfied.
今年只有52个礼拜，没有一个人会多一个礼拜。
And again, I want to say again, there are only 52 weekends, and no one have one extra weekend.
我们有没有答应神有一个心愿，这五十二个礼拜我都不迟到。
Do we have a desire that promise unto the Lord? Lord, I'm not going to be late on any one of these weekends.
这五十二个礼拜唱诗的时候，我的嘴巴都要张开来唱。
And these 52 weekends, every time I sing, I'm going to open up my mouth wide to sing.
愿意这样子的，请举手。
Anyone who has such a desire, raise your hand.
先不管你做到做不到哈，你愿意的先举手。
It doesn't matter whether you think you could do it or not. If you have the desire, raise your hand.
我可是看到了。
I am a witness.
我哪一次不讲到，我就站在门口等你们。
And the one week that I'm not speaking, I'll stand at the door to wait for you.
弟兄姊妹，时间过得真的很快。
Brothers and sisters, time goes by so quickly.
我常常引用德国的那句话，人老得很快，成熟得很慢。
And this one saying in Germany that man age quickly, but they mature very slowly.
真的老得很快，成熟得很慢。
We age very quickly, but we mature slowly.
所以我希望我们这五十二个礼拜，每一个礼拜我们都当逐日都每一次都当我们最后一次来好好聚哈。
And every one of these 52 weekends, every time we get here, we treat it like my last weekend.
我要准时，我要唱诗，我要进到神的同在中。
I'm going to be on time. I am going to sing. I am going to come into the presence of God.
我们今年有一个很重要的题目。
And again, we have a very important theme this year.
叫做成全圣徒，各尽其职。
It's equipping the saints for the work of the ministry.
我们昨天讲过的，不管你在地上工作，你到 Apple、到 Google、到任何大公司，你需要有条件的。
And we said yesterday that for in this world, when you go to work for Apple or Google or any particular company, there are criteria for you to work there.
你要进到一个大公司的 decision making 的一个 group 里面，你需要有更高的条件的。
And for you to enter into the decision-making group of a large corporation, a higher standard of requirement
is needed. And
for you to dwell among the leaders of the nations, it requires a higher discipline.
And
we all understand that fact.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
But dear brothers and sisters,
我们有没有想过我们被召到至高者的面前？
Have we ever pondered and thought about the fact that when we're called before the Most High,
万王之王，万主之主，宇宙中独一的主宰，
The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the only author of the universe,
他竟然把我们从仇敌的手中救出来，
He has snatched us out of the hands of the evil one,
叫我们可以终身坦然无惧地在他面前用圣洁公义来侍奉他。
That for the rest of our life, with righteousness holiness, we can serve him alone.
他不是把我们交给他底下的天使来带领我们。
And he did not surrender us unto the angels, for them to teach us.
你今天进到公司，老板就是把你交到一个 project lead, manager, director, 已经很了不起了，叫你在他底下。
And if you enter into a company and you're handed to a lead or even onto a director, that is pretty awesome already.
但是神召我们却是叫我们侍奉这位至高者。
But God calls us that we may serve the Most High.
终身坦然无惧的用圣洁公义来侍奉他。
But for the rest of our lives without fear, with holiness, that we may serve him.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个荣耀的召啊。
And this is a glorious call.
这难怪弟兄们告诉我们，地上所有的职业都是副业，我们的正业是君尊的祭司。
So our brothers tell us that all of our occupation are secondary, but to serve the Lord is our primary job.
阿爸阿们。
Amen.
国豪，你是做什么的？
Brother Robin, what do you do?
Marketing, 你看我白讲的。
He failed the test.
啊，世界上的。
In this world, he is in marketing.
我们是君尊的祭司，你发现我们很少想到这个。
We are a royal priesthood.
我们一想就想到我地上的工作。
A lot of times when we think we immediately respond, what do we do in this world?
我们的 mindset 就是这样子。我是工程师，我是律师，我是医生。我们本人就是想到这个。
Our mindset is that we're engineer, we're lawyer, we're doctor. Immediately, that's how we respond.
但是如果神睁开我们眼睛的话，
But if God truly opens our eyes,
这是我们最荣耀的身份。
Our most glorious position.
不管你是家庭主妇也好，不管你是无业游民也好，
Whether we're housewives or we're just jobless and wandering.
不管你是坐在白宫椭圆形办公室里面的那个人也好，
Whether you're the person sitting in the Oval Office in the White House,
都是养鸡养鸭副业。
And all these things are but raising chickens. These are secondary.
你们大概听不懂，我们小的时候后院养鸡养鸭是我们家里面的 side income.
Those of you who are younger probably don't understand what I'm talking about. To raise chickens, those are secondary incomes in our families when we were younger.
所以那叫副业。
Those are secondary incomes or secondary jobs.
但我们的正业是君尊的祭司。
But our primary job is to be a royal priest.
这不是往脸上贴金。
This is not to elevate ourselves.
这是真的。
But this is a spiritual truth.
这话是可信的。
These words are trustworthy.
弟兄姊妹，希望我们每一个主日，我们要珍惜我们祭司的职分。
Sister, I pray that every weekend we would treasure this position of royal priesthood.
马丁路德宗教改革就是希望让我们看见人人都是祭司。
Martin Luther, through the Reformation, he wanted all men to see that we are all partaker of this royal priesthood.
我知道今天很多年轻人，包括大人，都已经想下午赶快回家看 NFL 的比赛。
And I know a lot of people here in the crowd already want this message to end quickly, that we may go and be partakers of a glorious game.
尤其今天下午是我的那个队 49ers 要打。
Particularly this afternoon, my team, the 49ers, are going to play.
大家都归心似箭，大家都想回家去看。
Everybody wants to go home and watch this.
但是我早就被主对付了，我平常只看第四个 quarter.
And I've already been dealt with by the Lord. I only watch the fourth quarter.
你有没有没有看过足球赛是只有 coach 只有教练下去打的。
Have you ever seen a particular competition in the football game that only the coach is on the field playing?
你可以说他经验最多。
You say he has the most experience.
你可以说他有很多的 strategy.
You say he has a lot of strategy.
我们没有人比得上，让他下去好了。
And nobody can compare with this man, so let him play.
所以这就是马丁路德要改的。
And this is what Martin Luther is trying to change.
人人都是祭司。
Every man is a priest.
不能够只靠神谱，不能够只靠中间阶级。
It's not just the Pope. It's not just those who are in the intermediates.
那同样的，我们也不是一放纵了就随便了
It's not just as soon as we let go, then we could do whatever we want.
你有没有看过任何一个 football game? 每一次打的时候，就随便你要 play 什么 position?
And have you seen a particular a football game where the players run on the field and they play whatever position they want to play?
彼此没有默契，彼此没有策略，彼此没有任何的这个规定。你要玩什么就玩什么。
They have no coordination, they have no plans. Whatever you want to do, go ahead and do it.
你要犯规就犯规，就一直 penalty, 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 到最后回到最底下去了。
And you want to go and have one penalty after another and just keep going back and further back.And just keep doing it.
没有人这样子打的。
Nobody would play the game that way.
需要成全圣徒。
And we have to equip the saints.
那同样的，你会说我们喜欢的教会是很有爱的，团契、团契、团契。
And then we say that we love the church, we love fellowship, we love these gatherings of love.
就跟这些队员要打之前，大家都huddle在一起。
Just like all the players, right before the game starts, they all huddle up.
然后每一次都 time out, 这个时间超过了，这个被 penalty 一直下去。你说我们 not ready to pray, 我们 enjoy being together.
And the players will.Have their overtime, they run over their time and they have a penalty and they say, it doesn't matter, we enjoy the huddle, it's okay that we have the penalty.
我们在一起最重要就是爱，就是团契。
It's most important that we love each other, these huddles, these gathered together.
我们享受又享受， 就是不肯付代价。
And we enjoy each other, but we will not pay the price.
一次被罚，两次被罚，三次被罚，又罚到底线去了。
And we'll be penalized and penalized all the way back to our own goal line.
因为我们从来没有真正去出去打仗。
But we never went out and execute a play.
弟兄姊妹，当我们要讲成全圣徒、各尽其职的时候
，So when we start talking about equipping the saints for the work of the ministry，
我们要知道这个东西的 background， 它的背景、它的 context 是一件大事哈。
We need to understand the background and the context of this message, and it is a great matter.
因为我一系列准备讲二十多个题目，关于成全圣徒、各尽其职。
For 20 more so topics in the weeks to come, we're going to focus on the details of equipping the saints for the work of ministry.
还好没有人这样子哈。
No, I don't see. I didn't see anybody slamming their heads. 啊，
但是我需要先把那个大的那个 picture 放给大家看。
But I want to give everybody the big picture.
弟兄姊妹，我们昨天从神永远的旨意来看基督和教会。
Brothers and sisters, we began with God's eternal purpose through God's view of the church and the Christ.
因为那是我们的意向。
Because that is our vision.
没有意向，民就放肆。
Without visions, the people would live loosely.
没有意向，个人就照着自己认为对的去行。
And without a vision, every man will live according to what is right in his own sight.
这就是四世纪结束的时候，结束在一个这么沉重的结论，就是那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
And the book of Judges concluded in these phrases that in those days there was no king in Israel, and every man lived according to what is right in his own sight.
啊，现在灵恩派到处讲意象，意象，意象。
And there are a lot of charismatics. They constantly talk about visions, visions, and visions.
看见这个 picture， 看见那个 picture。
They see this particular picture. They see this particular picture.
但是我个人对意象的定义是非常严肃、非常狭窄的。
But my definition of vision is very solemn and is very strict.
啊，我认为意象是圣灵把神永远的旨意向我们开启。
And a vision is when God reveals His eternal purpose to us.
他吸引我们，他。吸引我们
and this vision draws us,
而且它会控制我们一切的生活侍奉和言行
it will control the manner by which we serve the way we speak and everything we do
这是我对意象的定义
and this is my definition of a vision
意象就是神 那万古以来他心中的旨意他永远的旨意借着圣灵向我们开启了
that vision is when the Holy Spirit reveals the purpose of God throughout all ages
你今天去问神的儿女们到底神永远的旨意是什么其实很多人答不出来
if you ask the children of God what is theeternal purpose of God. A lot of children of God cannot answer that.
那就算我们答得出来，有神学根据，有圣经根据。
Even if we can't answer it with theological understanding and biblical understanding,
并不代表我们真正看见了，或是被他吸引，被他抓住了。
It doesn't mean that we truly see the vision or that we are captured by this vision.
我从小就听过Disney World, 迪士尼乐园。
And ever since I was young, I heard of this place, Disney World or Disneyland.
啊，我知道那里有 Mickey Mouse， 那里有什么东西，什么东西，看了很多 picture.
And I've seen the picture of Disney or Mickey Mouse and the characters of Disneyland.
我可以有很多的知识。
And I may have a full knowledge of Disneyland.
但是等到我那一天脚跨进去。当我在里面经历它的时候，那是另外一个境界。
Until the day that I stepped into Disneyland and experienced Disneyland, those two things are completely different.
客观的知道跟主观的进入和经历，那是不能比的。
An objective understanding and a subjective experience is completely different.
我们都知道爱情。
We all know love.
跟你真正 fall in love 那是两件事情。
It is completely different when you're falling in love.Isn't that right?
那个是字典里面找不到的定义的。
And the definition cannot be described in a dictionary.
你看，平常不洗澡的，现在洗澡了。
And oftentimes you don't take a shower, but now you take showers now, right?
平常不唱歌的，现在会唱歌了。
You don't sing, but now you sing.
平常做事好像不知道干嘛，现在做事很积极了。
You do things as if you didn't know what you were doing, but now you know everything. Why you're doing it? What are you doing it for?
这些都是字典上定义上你看不到的。
And you can't see it in the definition in a dictionary.
当你真看见神旨意的时候
，Brothers, when you truly see the will of God,
这个旨意吸引我们。
This will will draw you.
这个旨意会控制我们，抓住我们这个人。
It will control you and lay hold of you.
它不仅仅整个人生大方向改变了。
Not only the purpose of your life has been changed.
连我们最细微、最平凡的生活事。侍奉和言行都在他的控制中。
Even the most ordinary things that we do in life, the way we speak, the way we serve, it is under its control.
因为你跟神永远的旨意发生了关系了。
Because now you are connected with the will of God.
我们昨天讲过，神永远的旨意集中在基督和教会的身上。
And God's eternal purpose and will is focused on Christ and His church.
你不管从旧约从新约，你都发现神整个旨意就是集中在基督的身上。
And whether in the Old Testament or the New Testament, you see that God's purpose and will is on Christ.
基督和教会又是一个。
And then Christ and church is one.
弟兄姊妹，所以我们昨天讲到异象。
So yesterday when we talk about this vision,
从永远旨意来看基督和教会。
From the eternal will and purpose of God, we see the church.
今天我们要从这个意象，从基督和教会来看成全圣徒和各尽其职。
And today, from the perspective of the church and the Christ, we're going to see how do we equip the saints for the work of ministry.
这个意象要能够落实在我们身上。
And how do we actualize this vision in our lives?
我们说过，借着道成肉身。
We say it is through the word.Becoming the flesh.
不是借着我们讲道理。
It is not just from doctrines.
不是借着我们推动很多的计划。
It is not just from promotion of plans.
而是基督的活出。
But the living out of Christ.
耶稣基督从天上来到地上，穿上肉身，他道成为肉身。
When Jesus came into this world, he was the Word. Now he is the Word in the flesh.
从来没有人见过神，只有父怀里的独生子把他表明出来。
No one has ever seen the Father, but the only begotten has revealed him.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉，他是神本体的真相。
He's the glory of the invisible God. It's the very nature of God.
人看见拉撒勒人耶稣，就看见了神的生命，神的荣耀。
When man sees Jesus of Nazareth, they see the glory and the life.Of God.
而今天的人
and today,
要怎么样子能够看见基督呢
how do man see Christ?
要怎么样子能够看见神的荣耀呢
how do they see the glories of God?
就是借着教会
through the church,
借着所有蒙恩得救的人
and through all those who are redeemed by grace,
要能够道成为肉身
that the word may become flesh,
不再是我乃是基督
no longer I, but Christ.
所以保罗说我活着就是基督
so for,Paul says, for me to live, it is Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我常常说这是大话。我小的时候，这真的是觉得保罗太狂了。
Brothers and sisters, these are great words. When I was younger, I thought Paul was crazy.
等到我越大的时候，越感谢他呀。
And the older I became, the more thankful of his words.
因为他一点不打折扣的把救恩讲到完全。
Because he did not cut any discount when he started talking about the grace of God.
因为基督是我们的生命。
Because Christ is our life.
什么生命就活出什么生活。
Whatever life that is, it is lived out.
你活出来的生活是什么？就是说出你生命的情形。
Whatever life you live describes the life inside.
所以弟兄姊妹，道成肉身是大事啊。
So for the word to become flesh, it is a great thing.
提摩太前书三章十六节，大哉近前的奥秘，无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现。
First Timothy chapter 3, Paul says, greatest the mystery of godliness is that man.God appear in the flesh.
他不光在拉撒勒人耶稣身上显出来了。
Not only is he revealed in Jesus of Nazareth.
在那个个人的基督身上显出来。
But in the personal Christ, it is revealed.
今天大灾近前的奥秘要在团体的基督上显出来。
The greatest mystery of godliness and in the corporate Christ, it is to be revealed.
不仅仅要被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，要被接到荣耀里去。
Not only to be justified in the spirit, seen by angel, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, but received up into glory.
弟兄姊妹，教会能够活出这样子的见证是。多么宝贝的一件事情！
Brothers and sisters, for the church to live out these words is what a glorious testimony.
所以你会发现道成肉身不是容易的事情。
So you discover that for the word to become flesh is not a simple thing.
你看我刚刚跟大家挑战五十二个礼拜都要准时的人，你做得到吗？
And I challenge everybody for the next 52 weeks, every Sunday you're going to be on time. Can we do it?
下五十二个礼拜，每一次唱诗，每一首歌我都开口唱。
For 52 weeks, every song that is being sung, I will open my mouth with singing with all of my might.
你就发现多难。
You discover it is hard.
连早晨起床都很难。
It is hard for me to get out of my own bed in the morning.
所以弟兄姊妹，道成肉身是一个挑战。
So brothers and sisters, for the word to become flesh, it is a challenge.
所以我说，真实的意象一定产生不妥协的使命。
So I say a true vision will result in an uncompromising commission or conviction.
真正被意象抓住，在我们身上就一定有使命感。
And if this vision captures you, then you are convicted by something.
而我们教会的使命就叫做，无论个人、家庭和教会。
And the conviction of this church, whether it's family, individuals, family, or as a church,
会背的人来背好不好
those who know our conviction, what is it?
无论个人、家庭或教会
individually, family, or as a church,
我们盼望哈，我们不敢讲说已经是了，我们盼望哈，
谦卑一点， we pray,
谦卑一点，盼望
we hope and we pray,
能够成为耶稣基督道成肉身的见证人
that we may be witnesses of Christ.Coming to the flesh.
不是为道成肉身的耶稣做见证，那是传福音的责任，我们每一个人都应该有。
It's not just simply to testify of the one who became flesh.
而且我们不光是为道成肉身的耶稣做见证。
And not only do we testify of the one who became flesh.
我们要成为耶稣基督道成肉身的见证人。
But we ourselves will be witnesses of Christ becoming the flesh.
弟兄姊妹，这是太大的挑战。
This is a great challenge, brothers and sisters.
就是教会不要光说我们盼望人来到我们中间能说神真在你们中间
And we pray that when friends come into this place that they don't simply say that indeed God is here
而是真正有更多的人活出了耶稣来了
That more and more people will live out Christ
有真实道成肉身的见证在我们中间
There are true testimonies of the word has indeed become flesh
今天这个时代一个很大很大的危机而且很严重很普遍的危机
The danger in this world in this generation
就是人听道听的太多了活不出来
As a man hears so much of doctrine of the word that we can no longer live it
你今天想要听好的信息全世界第一流的讲员全在网络上等你
And you want to hear the very best messages in the world there are tons of messages online
你听都听不完
And it's inexhaustible for you to listen to
但是到底对我们生命改变多少
But how much did it change our lives?
到底我们真正活出来的多少
How much of those words that we've heard did we live out?
弟兄姊妹这是道成肉身的挑战
Brothers and sisters, again I say this is a challenge of living the word out
所以我说我不羡慕别人来这里说哎呀你们教会真好这么漂亮的场地
And so I will tell everyone I do not esteem those who come and say Oh you have a wonderful facility here
我想所有经过买会所过程的人都知道这是神给我们的不是我们配得的
And every one of us who's gone through this process of purchasing this facility We know that God has given it to us And it's not of ourOwn ability or what we deserve.
今天每次回想整个过程，就低头流泪敬拜神。
And every time I ponder the path that we've trod, I bow my head and I worship the Lord.
我希望别人来到这里，也不是夸奖我们在这里的设备很好，我们的节目很好。
And I don't want people to boast of or praise us of our facility or wonderful programs that we have.
我希望真实人来到这里能够真正说神真在你们中间。
But I want people to say when they come into this place that God is indeed with you.
我在这里遇见了神。
I have met God.
神的同在在这里是真实的。
The presence of God is indeed real.
就算用外行话，甚至福音朋友，听说有个福音朋友来哈。
And I heard once a gospel friend came and he said.
他回去跟他的女婿他们说，你们一定要来这个教会，这个教会的正能量很多啊。他是学气功的。I don't know how to say 什么叫正能量。
Church, because this positive energy is quite great in this place.
他说来到这个教会，正能量很多，要用力吸啊。
And there's a lot of positive energy here, so you need to breathe deeply when you come.
弟兄姊妹，说老实话，我听到这个我蛮高兴的。
And when I heard him say this, I was actually quite glad.
这是用外行人的外行话形容真东西。
Outsiders explaining what they do not understand, the real stuff.
虽然他们还不了解他在讲什么。
And perhaps they don't quite know how to describe it.
但是我希望让那个人能够感觉到在这里就是不一样。
But I pray that man would come and understand and know that it is different here.
在这里有一些是这个世界的组织、世界的团体、世界任何的活动、节目不能够提供的。
That here there is something that is being offered that cannot be offered by any organization, by any group in the world.
对我们内行人，对我们神的儿女们，我们知道那是神的同在。
For those of us who are the children of God, who we understand that it is the presence of God.
神的喜悦，神的祝福能够在我们中间。
It is the joy of the Lord, the blessing of the Lord, and He Himself being here.
神的见证。能够在我们中间。
The testimony of the Lord is here.
这是我们很大的盼望。
And this is our greatest yearning.
所以我们需要成全圣徒。
And so we need to equip the saints.
我们需要在这里不仅仅只是一些蒙恩的罪人、蒙爱的儿女而已。
And we are not simply a gathering of those who are saved by grace and who are loved by the Lord.
我们在这里是一般训练有素的十字架的精兵。
But we are soldiers who are well trained.
我们在这里是一般能够像昨天栾长老讲的那一般真正以谦卑束腰在神的家中侍奉神的奴隶
And we pray that as Elder Yuan has shared yesterday that we are servants who humbly serve the Lord in this place
我们能够是在这里一般真正被培养被装备被成全的君尊的祭司在这里侍奉神
We are trained and equipped royal priesthood who are here serving the living God
所以教会的见证要出现需要经过道成肉身
So for the testimony of the church to appearThe word has to become flesh.
而道成肉身一定经过死而复活。
And the word becoming flesh has to go through death and resurrection.
十字架的目的不是叫人受苦，十字架的目的是基督。
And the purpose of the cross is not that we suffer, but it is Christ.
不再是我，才会乃是基督。
No longer I, then it will be Christ.
所以千万不要以为苦难就是十字架，这个中间没有等号的。
Do not think that Christ equals suffering. There is no the equal sign.
因为神从来没有降灾的意念，苦难不是他的目的。
Because suffering is not the purpose of God. He has no thought of calamity over us.
十字架只有一个目的，就是基督。
The purpose of the cross is but one, it is Christ.
好，所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们来到神的家中的时候
，So dear brothers and sisters, when we come into the house of God,
见证要能够出现
，For the testimony to be seen,
需要经过道成肉身。
The word has to become flesh.
那我们接下来讲教会的见证。
So we're going to talk about the testimony of the church.
然后这些经文我们引用过很多次，就不再去读它的。以弗所书一章二十三节
，Ephesians Chapter 1, verse
我们从二十二节读起好了。以弗所书一章二十二节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22, we'll start there.
大家都没有带圣经啊？这个 projecting 要加油，我等一下准备要夸奖你们的。你们今天怎么这么慢？第一章二十二节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22.
又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。有一个英文的翻译是那充满万有者的丰满 ，the fullness.
There's another translation that says he's the fullness that fills all.
所以我们刚要上的第二个点，教会见证的出现。
And the second point in your outline for the emergence or the appearing of the testimony within the church.
我提到生命上、使命上和具体的见证上。
And I talk about the fact that in our lives,
我现在倒过来讲哈，我们从教会的具体的见证上来讲。
And from the practical testimony from the church, I'm going to go backwards.
我这里讲 for Christ。
And I talked about the fact that it is for Christ.
是教会存在的意义和价值。
It is the purpose for the existence of the church and her worth.
因为在以弗所书一章二十二节到二十三节。
And because what we just read in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 22 and 23.
我们在这里看到 FOR, the fullness of Christ. 我们要彰显基督的丰满 manifest the oneness of Christ. 然后我们要 manifest the richness of Christ.
And we see the acronym for Christ. We need to manifest the fullness, the oneness, and the richness of Christ.
正好是 F-O-R.
And the acronym for Christ.
Fullness, oneness, and the richness.
Again, the fullness, the oneness, and the richness.
弟兄姊妹，我们昨天讲过了，我现在倒回来讲，我从 R 开始讲起。
And I'm going to start from the letter R.
昨天我们讲到教会站在蒙恩的地位上
And we said that the church stands on the grounds of grace
在这里承受元首一切的丰富
And receive all the fullness from the Godhead
天上各样属灵的福气都在基督里赐给了我们
All the spiritual blessings is given to us through Christ
你要再跟神求别的祝福神说我没有别的祝福可以给你
If you're going to ask God for any other blessings God's going to say I have no other blessings to give you
就像弟兄说的我们的神是批发商他不是零售商
Just as our brother says that he is theWholesaler, and he's not the retailer.
他一次完全而永远的把所有的祝福在基督里已经给了。
Once and completely, he's given the full blessings in Christ.
你再去跟神要，神说我的仓库里面是空的，全给了。
If you ask anything more of God, God says my warehouse is empty. I have nothing left.
你要平安，基督是平安；你要喜乐，基督是喜乐；你要圣洁，基督就是圣洁。
You want peace? Christ is your peace. You want joy? Christ is your joy. Christ is your everything.
所以教会每一次奉主名聚会的时候。
So every time the church gathers together in the name of Christ,
不用再去求了。
We don't need to ask for anything more.
我们就站在蒙恩的地位，凭信支取他的丰富。
We are in the grounds of grace to receive all the blessings from above.
所以我说教会应该是丰富的。
We say the church is supposed to be full.
教会不应该贫穷的。
The church should not be in poverty.
如果要来形容全世界最富有的乞丐的话，常常是基督徒。我跟你讲。
And if we want to describe the most wealthy beggars in the world, oftentimes we probably have to use Christians as an example.
你们听过我讲的那个故事哈
？Have you heard this the story that I shared before?
有一个考古学家到一个地方旅游的时候
，This archaeologist he went to a particular place to vacation.
不是考古学家，那个古董收藏家。那他看到一个乞丐在那里要饭，他就给了他一点钱。
And it was antique collector. He was a vacationing and he saw a beggar, and the beggar was asking him for money.
他给完钱以后走两步，一想不对，这个乞丐手里捧的那个碗很特别。
And after he gave him some coins, he took a couple of steps and he said, "Wait a minute. There's something very interesting or very unique about the bowl that he's holding."
等他回来跟他借来看一看，把翻过来把那些字露出来的时候，才发现是一个价值连城的古董。
And then he went back and said, "Can I take a look at your vessel?" And he took a look at it and examined it. It was a priceless vessel.
所以这个乞丐抱着无价之宝当乞丐当了一辈子。
And he was holding this priceless vessel, and he's been a beggar all his life.
这常常是我们基督徒的写照。
And this is the description of Christians oftentimes.
我们痛苦，我们软弱，我们失败，我们无能，我们缺这个，我们缺那个。
Or we suffer, we are lacking in this, we're lacking in that, we don't have anything.
我跟你讲，天上的天使都急得冒汗了。
And I tell you, the angels in heaven, they're sweating in heaven.
你们怎么这么笨呢？
How come you guys are so dumb?
Good.
Amen.
怎么会 so dumb?
Why are you so dumb?
所以保罗才会说，你们岂不知，岂不知，岂不知吗？
So Paul says, do you not know? Do you not know? Do you not know?
怎么会不知道基督已经住在你们里面了？
How do you not know that Christ dwells in you?
怎么会不知道宝贝在瓦器里面了呢？
How do you not know that there's a treasure in earthen vessels?
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的问题啊。
Brothers, this is our problem.
这是仇敌蒙蔽我们。
This is the way the enemy blinds us.
求神开我们的眼睛。
We ask the Lord to open our eyes.
所以保罗说，我喜欢夸自己。
So Paul says, I will boast of my infirmities.
I am nothing.
I am nothing.
Apart from him, I can do nothing.
Apart from him, I can do nothing.
我就是不行。
I can't do anything.
我就是承认我不行。
I acknowledge that I cannot do a thing.
因为我知道他全能。
Because I know he's almighty.
我不需要再自己挣扎。
I don't need to struggle anymore.
弟兄姊妹，教会是丰富的。
Dear brothers, the church is supposed to be full.
教会真应该是丰富的。
We ought indeed to be full.
所以我们每一次来到聚会的时候，我们一定要带着期望，今天又有 something 要 happen.
And so we need to come with expectations that something's going to happen today.
对不起，中国大陆的弟兄姊妹常常写信来说，我讲道里面差太多英文了。
And brothers from China oftentimes writes and tells me that I use too many phrases are in English.
So when ever I say English, you translate to Chinese.
It is impossible that I translate in Chinese when he speaks English.
这叫不顺服。
I'm sorry.
哎，我尽量提醒好了哈。我讲到哪里去了？教会是丰富的。
The church is supposed to be full.
所以每一次聚会应该带着期望。
So every time we gather together, we need to come with expectations.
轻松弟兄的招牌歌就是美好事必要什么成就美啊，反正就美好事已显明，美好事必要成就。
Our brother Steve's favorite song when we gather together again, something great is going to happen, something wonderful is going to happen.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们来到神家该有的态度。
And this is the attitude we ought to have every time we come to the house of God.
今天一定又有 something special, 有特殊的事情要发生。
Something good is going to happen.
有美好的事要发生。
Something good is going to happen.
你没有人触到高压电不会有感觉的。
Nobody would stick their hands in the sockets and would not have a feeling or feel anything.
保罗说这是莫大的能力。
Paul said this is a great might and great strength.
你真的碰到他。
And when you truly touch it,
你四面受敌不被困住，心里作难不至于失望，遭逼迫不被丢弃，打倒了不至于死亡，不用翻。弟兄姊妹，这是莫大的能力。
These are great powers at work in our lives.
他在我们里面。
He is in us.
要来享受他。
To enjoy him.
同样的，如果我们真有这样子，不光带着信心，带着期望来。
And not only do we have expectation, we have a hope when we come to God's house.
我们每一次跟神儿女们相见的时候，能够像保罗说：“我相信我再去的时候，我要带着基督耶稣丰富的恩典而去。”
And every time we meet one and greet one another, we would have the same desire, knowing that when we see each other, I will bring Christ and the fullness of Christ.
心中有什么慈悲怜悯，圣灵里面有什么交通，我们都会带来，让教会丰富。
Whatever fellowship in the Spirit, whatever mercies of God, we would bring.Forth in the house of God, that we were enriched the house of God.
我很感谢主，我们教会弟兄姊妹都很相爱。每一次 potluck 从来没有说菜不够的。
And I trust and I thank the Lord that every time we have a potluck, we love each other, we never lacked any food.
如果你们每一次 potluck 都像余弟兄一样只带青龙过江，你要吃什么？
And every time you come to the potluck, all you bring is a dish that I bring with soy sauce with water and with onion in it.
I like him, 哈，他太棒了。
朋友，你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。